With us now is Steve Smith from the Northland Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. Has summer delivered the boom in business hospo and tourism operators had hoped for?
No, in short. I think it's well down on what we'd normally get or would have expected even under current circumstances.
People could still, of course, go out, dine, embark on tourist activities. Did that just not happen even under the red traffic light setting?
I think local people continued with their pre-existing lifestyles to some major extent. Certainly in Whangarei and others, there were the odd Christmas bashes, etc. But of course, for reasons we well know, the fact that we're in red, still in red, and the sort of question marks in and around the border and infrastructure just put question marks in people's mind, particularly young families that would normally have been coming north and have done for generations. They just was significantly lower than it would normally have been.
Of course, we went into the traffic lights in early December, and particularly for Aucklanders, months of uncertainty leading into that. Do you think people just abandoned their holiday plans?
To some extent, I think a lot of people did, young people in particular, tended to come north around the New Year period, as they always do. Again, major events being cancelled like Northern Base, etc., certainly didn't help. A very measurable drop in visitor numbers there. But this was the one opportunity that our region, which only has a single season, and this is it, to put away a little money to carry them through the quieter times. And, of course, it hasn't been what was hopeful.
Northland, of course, was left out of the government's tourism package announced last year. Now, RNZ reported last week that the Ministry of Social Development had actually recommended Northland be included in that. Do you think more government support is needed for Northland?
I think it's essential. As I said before, the season has come and gone. These businesses, particularly in hospitality, tourism, and retail, to some extent, of course, that you can't get that back. It's a seasonal thing. It's like going to buy a coffee. You don't buy one today. You don't buy two tomorrow. It's gone. So that does need to be recognised. And as much as none of us really like accepting handouts, it's these businesses need that.
What specific support would you like to see?
I think some form of compensation on a cash basis, cash equivalent basis, just some form of recognition that can just take the edge off a wee bit. I don't think the government can actually put back all that's been lost, but they do need to recognise that, in hindsight, I appreciate all things are much easier, but we should never have been in red to start with. I probably should shut my mouth at that point.
The traffic light settings are being reviewed. What will you be hoping for? Of course, Northland still hasn't reached 90% fully vaccinated.
No, and it probably never will. And there are very good reasons for that, and those reasons need to be respected. But nonetheless, we're managing as a region. The region is not entirely unique, but there are aspects to it which are a little different. There are communities which are quite isolated. But in itself, in the tourism part is largely gone now, they are essentially self-isolating anyway. So I think what we've got is probably as good as we're going to get. It would be great if more people get vaccinated. I appreciate that many people don't want to do that, but those that have, I think, have shown great courage in looking after the balance of the community.
Thanks so much for your time. That's Steve Smith from the Northland Chamber of Commerce.